This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good day, Vic. How are you?
I'm very well, Kat. Lovely to chat to you, and welcome back to IFM.
I didn't go anywhere. I just, just wasn't speaking to you. Well, how are you? How's your family?
Baruch Hashem, very well, thank you.
Very good.
Well, thank you.
Very good. You're all about to go and vote. Well, you're going back to the polls anyway.
Well, we're going back to the polls. The election has been called for May 21, so which is approximately 5-6 weeks away.
Yeah.
And even before it had been called, but now it has officially been called, Jewish issues are at the forefront immediately, which is a trifle concerning. And specifically what I'm talking about, well, first of all, this is not what I plan to talk about, but just in the last few hours, the treasurer of this country's name is Josh Frydenberg, a very proudly identifying member of the Jewish community. Some of his posters were smeared with swastikas, which was unpleasant. But what I really wanted to talk about was, interestingly, a group of independents have come together. Or I shouldn't say have come together. A group of independents are standing for seats. And they are all being funded by someone's name is Simon Holmes the Court. His father, I think, Robert Holmes the Court, was a multimillionaire, and I actually think former Zimbabwean of all things. Anyway, so Simon Holmes the Court, he calls himself, his movement, Climate 200, and he's funding a lot of independents. Now, one of them, and this is the most Jewish aspect of this discussion, is standing in an area called Wentworth, which is the most Jewish area in the country, where 12% of that electorate in the area of Wentworth is Jewish.
Yeah.
And the current Member of Parliament for Wentworth is Dave Sharma, who we've spoken about before in this program. Dave was Australian ambassador to Israel for 4 years, some years ago. He's actually of Indian descent and not Jewish descent. Some members of the community think he's Jewish, he's not. And he's a thoroughly decent guy, good friend of the community, good friend of Israel. Now, Dave holds his seat by a margin of only just over 1%, tiny margin. And there's an independent standing against him. Her name is Allegra Spender, and she's a dynamic individual. Her mother was one of this country's foremost fashion designers. Her father was a member of parliament. She herself has a business pedigree. And an allegation has come out that one of her advisors is pro-BDS, anti-Israel, etc. And she has come out and said, this person he's talking about is not one of my advisors, he's just a supporter, and I've got, 1,000 supporters, and I don't check every one of their credentials before they support me, etc. So that issue has received quite a bit of traction in the mainstream media, that issue right there, simply because Wentworth, as I say, is the most Jewish electorate in the country and has current member, former ambassador for Israel, and is a good friend of the community. So that's right there is probably the most Jewish aspect, which has already come to the forefront, but there are others. And for example, Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer of the country, he's one of those, again, where there's an independent standing against him. And so we are seeing this, even though everyone is notionally an independent, there seems to be a bit of an informal, unspoken coalition, because they're all being funded by the Simon Holmes of Court character. Person.
Vic, it's quite interesting that, when you look at the politics are very Jewish issues. Is it not also a Jewish issue that the elections are being held on a Shabbos?
Well, short answer, no, it isn't, because they have always been held on Shabbat, always. And to take into account those who cannot vote on Shabbat, one can very easily pre-vote. Postal votes are a big thing in this country, and I don't know the number, tens of thousands, possibly even hundreds of thousands of people lodge postal votes ahead of the time, which obviates the need for them to actually vote on Shabbat. So that's not, so you don't have to vote on Shabbat at all. You can lodge a postal vote for any one of a number of reasons. If you're out of the country, if you're on holiday, if you observant. And by the way, voting in this country is compulsory in elections. It's one of the few countries in the world where voting in elections is mandatory. If you don't vote, I think it's something like a $50 fine. I mean, it's not going to break the bank necessarily, but voting actually is compulsory. And by the way, going back to that same Dave Sharma in Wentworth again, at the last election, he voted. The previous member was Karen Phelps, who actually is Jewish. And so there's been a very strong Jewish presence, one way or the other, in that seat. And as I say now again, because of the opposition to Dave Sharma.
Fascinating.
So it's an interesting election, and for a number of reasons, obviously, and for bigger reasons than just the one that I've just mentioned. But this brings it, you know, front and centre to the Jewish community's focus.
Well, certainly we'll be keeping an eye on that and having this conversation again. Well, not you and I, but certainly you and Howard. Vic, there's an investigation that's to be launched into whether Lithuanian immigrant worked for Nazi intelligence and carried out war crimes. Tell me more about this.
I know, a bizarre story to say the least. So there's somebody who immigrated to this country way back when in 1950 from Lithuania. And he went and he settled in a small city which is just outside Sydney and made a lot of money and donated a massive art collection to the art gallery in that particular area. He died 40 years ago, some time ago, but it has just emerged in recent days that there was a four-year investigation into his history by a local city councillor. And according to this particular investigation, this person was very likely a Nazi collaborator and specifically involved with the massacre of Lithuanian Jews, obviously during the Holocaust. And so now this has now come to light, and therefore the Sydney Jewish Museum, which is a Holocaust museum, is now formally undertaking a formal investigation through its resident historian, who's a world expert on the Holocaust, etc. And he's now conducting an inquiry into whether or not this particular individual was a supporter of the SS, was involved in any way in massacres. And why it's not just an item of academic interest is that the person in question has been stated as a senior citizen of this particular town. It's a town called Wollongong, just outside Sydney, and has been regarded very highly as someone who's donated to the place and made a lot of contributions, etc., etc. So it's pretty concerning if indeed he has been what this person's investigation seems to suggest.
Amazing. Vic Aladef, that is where we leave it today. I won't speak to you before for Pesach, so I wish you a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.
And thanks, Kat, and Chag Sameach to all the listeners as well. And a happy and healthy New Year post-Pesach.
Thank you so much. Take care. That is Vic Aladef, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, giving us the Australia Report.